I am joined by Tashika Medina from Equality for Troy to talk about this past weekend's overdoses and the effort to distribute Narcan on the streets of Troy. Tashika, welcome back to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Thank you for having me.
Tashika, can you start off by telling us what you have seen on the streets of Troy in relation to overdoses?
Well, it's really been kind of interesting because now people are mixing things and, you know, I don't know if you ever want to, you know, the element chart, but you can't mix certain compounds and think that it's going to be healthy. So we've been seeing a lot of bad batches of cocaine, heroin go around. But what is really alarming is that we've seen spice, aka flocka, and it's named as potpourri, but we've been seeing some really bad adverse effects from that drug. So we're just trying to educate.
And so tell me, what has Equality for Troy been doing on the streets?
So we usually do our harm reduction services. Now that it's starting to become a little bit warmer, a little bit more active, the snow is melting. In the last 2 weeks, I want to say that we've seen a good 15 overdoses. What was alarming is that the last three overdoses that happened close to Lansingburg, New York, they were young kids. They were young kids. I believe they were all under the age of 23. So we don't judge at Equality for Troy. And a lot of people need to understand that, because you can't pick how you face certain things. And if you want to go to drugs, you have the right to do it safely. And that needs to be really upheld in the city. Because a lot of people snare their nose at the people at Barker Park and stuff like that. Like, oh, they're drug addicts, but they're still human beings. A lot of us like to drink. We go to bars. We go to things. How would you like to go to a bar and somebody put something in your drink and you don't wake up no more? So that's just not fair. And it should be treated the same way on a street level.
And Tashika, can you just talk a little bit more about what Equality for Troy's harm reduction work looks like?
So yes, so it's myself and it's Emily Keith and a couple other bad people that don't want to be mentioned. But Emily Keith, she runs our harm reduction services program. We do the cleaning exchange, we do Narcan. Right now, there's a real shortage statewide with Narcan. That's why we've been asking people to really donate, because we are partnered with Project Safe Point and Vocal New York. They're also seeing a shortage too. So whereas we may have needles and fentanyl strips, we don't have Narcan. So that's what we've been basically doing on the ground, giving out those smoke safe kits. It's very important, you know, because this is a community that has been, they just been pushed to the side, like Project Safe Point, Vocal, Equality for Troy. We've been out on the ground and we are like out of stock on a lot of things that save lives.
Can you tell us what Narcan is and why it's so important to have Narcan available on the streets?
What Narcan is, it's to basically stop the reaction of a fentanyl attack. A lot of what we have been seeing on the ground is people cutting the drugs with, you know, not too much stuff. I had to administer Narcan before. So basically, Narcan is to stop the adverse effect of the drug. And sometimes you need more than one dose of Narcan. It's very vital that people get trained. So I know New York State does a training, and then we are working with Vocal because we're partnered to do the intramuscular training. because those are more available than the sprays. The sprays is very convenient, but they're like $90 a pop if you don't have Medicaid or substance abuse issues. That's why we were like pushing that, because we were just like, oh my God, we didn't even know that it costs so much. And the fact of the matter is, it should be free.
Now, some people online have noted that Narcan is free through the county, and it is free if you have Medicaid. But as your work shows, there is more need than that. Can you explain?
So it's not completely free. If you do have Medicaid, I believe it's $3 to $4. And then if you have certain type of private insurance, I believe it cuts it in half to like 44. Like when I called the pharmacy to see, they was like, "Do you have Medicaid?" I was like, "No, I just want to purchase this. We are a nonprofit organization that's just on the ground, and this is something that is needed in the community." And he's just like, "Okay, well, you got to pay $89.99." And I'm like, "$89.99? We don't got that." He was like, it was a like a CDAP program. So Equality for Troy, we did reach out to that program to see how they can assist us on the ground. And honestly, they told us that they have a huge shortage throughout New York State. So that's why the push is. And I think where I'm going with my next step with this is, someone should be always able to run in the pharmacy and be like, "I need Narcan." Narcan saves a lot of lives on the ground. And people need to understand that. So I just ask everybody to just like, please, if you can, if you got Medicaid, you only can get one a day, which sucks because it helps with heroin, it helps with crack, it helps with, I didn't even know, spice. And that has been coming a huge issue in the Capital District. So I just, and you know, encourage all bars and everything this summer is to get your people trained, get a stock of Narcan, at least under the bar or wherever you at. And let's just make sure that people are really safe. You know, we don't judge.
Thank you for that, Tashika. As we wrap up today, I wonder if you can share where people can get trained or where people can donate to Equality for Troy to get Narcan. How do they do that?
So, if you want to get trained, I know the New York State Addiction Services, I put it up on the Equality for Troy. So, first of all, let me just say, follow Equality for Troy. So that link is on the Equality for Troy page, and it's statewide. They are doing the Narcan training, so that is right up there. If you want to donate to Equality for Troy to help us with our Narcan shortage, because summer is coming, all of our links is up there. So the main step is to follow Equality for Troy. As far as going forward, we have been working with Voqal. We are actually on the ground tonight. We're going to be in Prospect, Prague, over here in Troy. And then we're going to be over in the projects, handing out flyers and handing out educational material. In Barker Park, we're about to have a celebration for the 1 year of the benches being removed. We are planning to basically have a Narcan in-person training, because let's think about all the people that is on the ground that don't have access to going to our virtual training. So if people want to definitely support Equality for Troy, just go to our page. We have a couple of programs, you know, so I'm so happy to just really be a part of this and be an intricate part of this.
Tashika Medina, thank you so much for your work, and thank you for sharing with us today on the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Thank you. Have a good day.